Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Messages from Above, Psychic Medium Tony G. I'm Tony Green, and I'm going to be doing 30 minutes of answering questions from callers and helping them connect with loved ones. So when I, why can't I think? It's a morning. When I say your area code, that's where I'm going with this. When I say your area code, please let me know what is your question or who is the loved one you want to connect with. I'm live streaming. Boy, words are my thing, and they are not my friend this morning. Oh, my goodness. I'm live streaming via YouTube for WSCS and also taking live callers. So if you are on YouTube and you have a question you would like to ask, the number is 845-277-9131. Again, 845-277-9131. Hi, Genevieve. I'm so happy to see you on the line this morning. I hope you had an amazing weekend. I'm going to go over to the first caller. And remember, one question per caller. So here we go. 919. Hi. How are you today?
Great. Thank you for taking the call. My name is Kay. And my question is, it's regarding my relationship with my girlfriend, my partner. We had a big disagreement last weekend. Things are still kind of shaky, and I'm just wondering how soon will things get back on track?
Okay. First, I'm really sorry to hear about your disagreement. It's going to work out. Here's the thing, though. This big disagreement was like the cherry on top. So you have to go back. this is not what people love to hear, but it's the truth, right? Okay, so in every relationship, I don't care what kind of relationship, it can be a relationship between you and your goldfish, okay? I don't care.
Right.
But in every relationship, something happens, and then we let it go, and we let it go, and we let it slide, and we let it slide, and then we kind of passively mention something, and then I'm getting for you is there's this whole big pile of ice cream that needs to be cleaned up. So it's time to have, and what I'm hearing about you and your partner personally, don't try to clean up everything at once, because there are some sensitivities in this relationship, and with both of you, you're both extremely sensitive people. So having that, knowing it, find a way to slowly say things without saying them in a critical way, saying them in a way that is in a loving way for whatever that means, however that means for the two of you. I do feel like things are going to be okay midweek, but I am going to tell you, not only for you, for everybody. Okay, I cannot sing. I do not sing. I have like the worst, like I have a lot of gifts and talents singing. It's not even on the list, but still they make me break out in verse as though I'm like in a choir or something. I don't know. Anyway, we're at the end of letting go of deep-rooted issues astrologically, and I'm not an astrologer. That is not one of my gifts either. But we're at the end of letting go of deep-rooted issues, and these are usually childhood issues that you know, yes. these are the programs and patterns that we had in our childhood. And now it's like, okay, hello, I'm coming up to say hi. Are you going to push me all the way down and live another year like this? Or are we going to work through it? Now, the problems that you and your partner are having aren't always mm-hmm. about your partner. I have this strong belief our partners yes. are our mirror. They show us what we love, what we hate, what we need to heal. And most importantly, if we can look at it that way, when something, when the poop hits the fan, hopefully it's yes. not there and it's splattered through the fan on everybody. Oh, that is just the most disgusting yes. analogy.
But it's true. But it's true. I know exactly what you're talking about. So, yes. Yeah.
100%, right? So when something
yes, I'm doing the work. Yes.
Good, 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 good. Because that's the most important thing. Go, you know, why does this bother? Now, here, moving forward over, especially this week, and I want to say the next month and a half, there are some aspects coming in that are going to just put people on edge. And locally, in our home, when I say locally, I mean in our home. In our home, this could just mean like a lot of little one-off comments that lead to fights. Like, why don't you clean that up?
Yes, yes, I understand.
So over the month and a half, there are going to be a lot of, and more globally, and when I say globally, I mean all of the countries, there's going to be some revolts going on. People are going to be done with stuff. There's going to be a lot of clashing over the next month, month and a half. People want, like, we're at a point where, okay, and this is in our homes, in our cities, in our states, and then, like, globally, like they're saying, like, it's that Tom Hanks movie, we want the truth. And then them going,
yes.
you can't handle the truth. And
us handle
going,
the truth.
Well,
right, right.
Try us. You know? So
yes.
whether
yes.
it's in our home, personal home or personal relationship, all the way to global stuff, we're very unsettled. And we need to... We need answers, or we're going to want answers. And over the next month, month and a half, we're going to be on edge. So having said all of this for you, please, whatever comes in, don't let this be the first major thing that led to the last major thing. Take a step back.
Okay.
Don't react.
Okay.
Take a moment and think about things before you respond, not only for you, but everybody else. So here's what I'm going to do. We have a lot of pent-up anger, and I'm getting a yes on that. So I'm going to start clearing pent-up anger for anybody listening, re-listening. And people always go, I'm not angry. Okay, you're not angry. Then this won't affect you. Then you have nothing to worry about.
Right.
So let's call it anger, frustration, resentment. Let's just clear all
yes.
that stuff out there. Whether it's for us or our partner or whomever else, we don't want to carry that around anymore. It's just too heavy. It's
no.
just too much. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. Pleasure. By Wednesday, everything should be looking better. Find some,
okay.
A really big thing for the two of you is to find some constructive other than Netflix and chill.
Yes.
Something the two of you can do that's an active, you are hilarious, an activity that requires action, such as bike riding or anything along those lines, whatever works for the two of you, and get out in nature. That's really important right now. Breathe full-on fresh oxygen in. Okay, love?
That's wonderful.
I'm sorry. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope that was helpful, And if you stay on the line, there are going to be more clearings that will be very helpful for your situation. So I'm going to go directly to the next caller, and that is 551. Hi, 551. How are you today?
Hi. It's been a while. This is Patrick.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Hello. I'm just calling to see if you saw me taking the best position in Georgia because I'm doing a relocation finally. And I just wanted to see, what did you see for that? Is it a good situation that I'm going into?
Okay, so the first thing I hear is yes, and it's kind of difficult to hear you if you're on speakerphone. If you could go off of speakerphone, because it's kind of like a megaphone sounding sort of thing. If not, I apologize.
Is that so much better?
Yeah, so much better. Yeah, and I hear at this point, the sooner the better. There are some things waiting for you in this relocation. So it's really funny because we all want to make a move. We all want to jump. We all want to do something that is new and exciting, but we kind of drag our heels on it, right? We're afraid, but one of my favorite things that Spirit always says to people is, if you weren't afraid, what would you do? And even more importantly, if you weren't afraid, who would you be? How would you show up?
Yeah.
Now, moving always gives us a chance to kind of reinvent ourselves. Like, we don't have to show up as the same person that people have known or expect us to show up as. So relocating to like a whole nother area. Oh, let the remodeling, the reinventing, the rehashing begin, right? You get to, nobody knows.
Well, I guess my biggest thing was, I was more nervous about this housing, because I'm trying to get a home down there, because, you know, rent is just as much as mortgage. So I guess that was more of the nervousness. Just making sure I don't overstay my welcome at family's home. So just working on that. Did you, that's more of the.
I actually get, it's going to fall into place more quickly than you think. So be ready. Like, they're showing me, okay, so I don't know if this makes sense to you, and I hope it does.
Okay.
Like, there are things waiting there for you. So when you get there, you're going to kind of, like, trying to be catching your breath. You're going to hit the ground running. Everything's going to kind of fall in place. You're not going to have a pause. You're not going to be, like, put on pause, like, oh, I'm going to staycation at my grandmom's or my mom's or my sis's.
Yeah.
I'm just going to chill back, relax, and have a mojito. That food's not happening. I'm just telling you now, you're going to get this, and your life is going to kind of take off. You're going to be, okay, so for what I'm hearing, and I hope this makes sense to you, it's like down home, but get home. Like, get it on, because it's going. Like, as soon as you get there, it's like this whole new energy takes over you, and you're like, why didn't I do this sooner? I just want to tell you one hit that I just got, and I just love this. I mean, I love it. You're going to start having investment properties once you get there.
Wow.
You're right. You're like, I'm worried about one. I don't know about multiple, but I'm going to tell you are going to team up with, I don't know exactly. Okay, so you're going to find properties, and they don't really need to be rehabbed in the way we think of a rehab. It's not a total tear down. It's more aesthetic stuff that you and maybe a family member, but it's not a family member, but it feels like a family member. Maybe somebody else is already doing this, and you jump in on it at some point. I'm just saying, and it might not happen immediately, but it is going to happen. You know, I'm just going to say this too. Okay, I'm not even finishing sentences because so much information.
I'm feeling butterflies when you're talking.
Oh.
I feel a butterfly. It's like the surge of energy.
Yes, it's so good. So some places we do much better in than other places. Like when I go to Florida, my allergies, I don't have any allergies at all, right? So mm-hmm. that place for me is a much healthier environment for me personally. And I love
okay.
that area. But mm-hmm. there are places that we can go to where our energy, it mixes with the energy of the environment, and it kind of comes up and shoots through us, and we take off. And for you, this is one of those. You're just going to have a lot of opportunities. They're saying use discernment. They're saying go with the flow, but be smart about it. Don't take every opportunity. Look at every opportunity closely. I feel like there's going to be properties that you own there eventually, not all at once. I even see mm-hmm. like a place where there's a property in the front and a property in the back, and
mm-hmm.
it's nice. I just see there's going to be a lot of opportunities. So stop talking yourself out of your future. Oh, I love that line.
Okay.
That's a really good line. Yes,
I had an anxiety attack about moving last week.
Okay.
I drove myself nuts. Yeah, I was so nervous.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Let's do this. I'm going to use the term stuck, okay? We are stuck, and this isn't only for moving. This is for work and any area of our life. So I'm going to do this clearing, being stuck, or this whatever's keeping us stuck. There's something keeping us stuck, yes, so let's clear that. And you know what? All the time, I'm going to tell you this. Time after time after time after time, this is not another person keeping us stuck. It's not something somebody else is saying or doing. It's a program that we are running in our head of something that has never happened but we're afraid is going to happen. Or something that happened
mm-hmm.
in the past, but we've already learned that lesson. So seriously, we don't need to repeat it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to move forward and be like, okay, am I going to stay
mm-hmm.
stuck forever, or am I going to overcome my thought, which is basically what it is. Let's overcome our little thought in our head and jump, right? So that's really
yeah.
what it is. So I want to tell you, the sooner you go, the better, and the
okay.
happier you're going to be. So when you do this, please call me. You can call me before that, but let me know. Because
okay.
I want to hear all about how everything falls into place for you. Okay, love?
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I really feel butterflies in my stomach right now.
See, and oh, that's another thing. I was thank you for saying that. Sometimes when we get anxiety, we think it's anxiety, but it's our soul being so excited that we're taking this next step. So really have discernment. The word, your word of this whole thing is discernment. Have discernment about what properties you accept, discernment about your feelings, and really getting to the bottom of this is excitement. This isn't sadness. You know, this is me being excited because my soul knows I'm back on my path and I'm getting there. So really be in that place where that's what your mind is dictating your emotions instead of your emotions or your feelings in your body, jumping to the worst case scenario or worst conclusion about that. I hope that made sense.
It did.
Really
Thank
do.
You so much. Thank you. It really
You're
did.
So welcome.
I really needed to hear that.
Good. You have an amazing rest of the day, and we
you
will
do.
Talk soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
You are welcome. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, and the next caller is 862. Hey, 862,
Hi.
How are you? Hi.
Hi,
how can I help
Ashley?
You?
Hi. I was just calling about going back to school, and if you saw me going back to school for a higher degree, like a law degree or a MBA.
Okay. Going back to school, I hear yes immediately. And do you I don't know why I'm hearing this, so I'm just going to ask you, do you have really strong math skills?
I wouldn't say that, but I love numbers. I'm into numerology.
Okay. Maybe that's why I'm hearing it, because I keep hearing math. So maybe that's the numbers thing. Okay. So whatever you decide to go back to school with, you're going to do very, very well, okay?
I
feel like you need to figure out why you, thank you. You need to figure out what do you really want to, like, I don't want to say be when you grow up, but really research what you want to do with whatever education you get. What's going to really feed that passion? What's going to be make it worth it?
Startup businesses, like showing people how to start their companies. I really enjoy doing that.
Okay, well, if you know what, that is a beautiful thing, and I think you should take it one step further, and I think that you should not only show people how to start businesses, I think you should start a program. Let me tell you about your life and your life path. Let me tell you what you're doing. I'm so sorry. I think you should really consider about starting like a program for kids and it talking about entrepreneurship, because by the time they hit college, they're taught to fit into somebody else's business, and we really need people out there teaching them about having their passion and following that passion and how what being an entrepreneur entails and how they can reach that goal. So that, I think, is going to be a passion project of yours, and I think it's going to be some fun. They're confirming for you, this is what you're supposed to do, this is where you're supposed to go, but also helping adults start a business, but teaching them the aspects of business also. Don't limit it to this. It's going to be a series of four or five programs for different age groups and genres. And I'll tell you something, some of the most successful business people are preteens. That 10, 11, 12-year-old age bracket, they have great ideas, great creativity, and they're smashing it in business. If they get a business idea, nobody's beat down their dreams yet. Nobody's told them they can't yet. So even working with that age group and getting them into that, this is what you need to do with no limits, no caps, because they don't know limits and caps at that point. They don't know, like, the programming that you get later on in life. They really do develop products and just take off with them. So really that is something that if you follow that, you're going to do amazing with it. It's going to be an amazing path for you.
Okay. Do you think that requires a higher degree?
Honestly, I'm going to say I think you have everything you need. If you tap into what you already have, you're going to be really surprised at how much you already know about this and what you can do with it, especially with the different age groups. You going back to school is something that's a personal choice for you that will help you feel more accredited or just accomplish more throughout this lifetime. So it's never a bad idea to go back. I don't necessarily think that you need it for this particular path. I hope that makes sense to you.
It does. Thank you.
So welcome. And I hope you have an amazing rest of the week. And I hope I get to hear back from you. And on that, I'm going to say, you know, we all have a life path. So I'm going to do, we're blocked. We're on our life path and I get a note. So I'm going to clear that. So anybody listening, re-listening, if you're not on your life path or if you're on your life path and you're running into little stumbles, this will help clear that out for you. I'm going to go to the next caller who is 916. Hello, 916. How are you today? Okay. We're going to skip 916. And we are going to go to 310.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? How can I help you?
Well, I have a two-part job question. So back in January, I was blamed for something that I didn't do that wasn't my fault. They suspended me. A week later, they fired me. The union has refused to take my case to arbitration, even though I'm innocent. So at this point, what I've done two things, and I want to see what you see of this. The first thing, I'm still looking for a lawyer to file a lawsuit against them. So I'm wondering if you see me getting one and being successful. And the other part of the question is, I sent I constructed letters as to what happened and everything and my work ethics and everything and how my heart and soul lied into this job and how much I love the job. And I send it to the executive board. I send a copy to the executive HR department and everything. They said they're going to have, and then they're examining everything. I also told them about the harassment that I endured between two different coworkers, two supervisors. So with all that being said, and even the CEO has gotten my letter, so with all that being said, I'm just wondering, do you see any kind of a good outcome for me on this? Like if the executive is going to reconsider my position there or at the company or what's going to happen with that?
Okay, that's a bit much going on. So I'm going to do the best I can for you in the short time I have. So I'm going to put you on mute while I answer your question because there is some background noise coming in. The first thing I want to say is everything that happens to us happens for us. It's not actually happening to us. It's happening for us. And sometimes even though something doesn't feel fair or right or the circumstances are being lied about, sometimes we have to embrace the fact that maybe this was not our place, not our thing. And if you were experiencing harassment already, that maybe spirit stepped in and said, you know what, we're going to take you out of this because we have something better for you, okay? And we're going to put you in this better thing. This often happens with relationships. We fight and fight and fight and fight for our relationship. We fight and fight and fight for this person we love. We fight and fight and fight and fight for this job. And in the end, if we would have just relinquished everything, taken a breath, we would have asked ourselves, what am I fighting for and why am I the only one fighting for it, right? And in a job situation, if you're removed from a situation, a lot of times you're removed for your protection. In relationships too, if it comes to an end, a lot of times that's for your protection. It's because not even somebody better was out there. It's just if you're struggling this much in a situation, it's time to find a new, better place with people more in alignment with you. So as far as the job goes, please understand, if you were already being harassed, this isn't something you want to go back to. Think about that. Move forward with dignity and grace. And don't fight for something that didn't necessarily work out. You said your piece. Everybody knows your side of the story. And now it's time for you to find a position. And I know it's very difficult right now, but I'll tell you, if there's not a job, make a job. I can name four businesses right now that people could start and be very happy with. You know how Uber was the disruption business for taxis? Here's another business idea similar to Uber, but working with those that might have handicaps and stuff that need to go shopping and do stuff like that. There's so many opportunities out there. Now, some people really like to have that job, that paycheck to paycheck to benefit, the whole thing, being in the union. Find another place that will offer you that, but is a better situation. More like-minded people or a safer environment for you. Never fight for what's already gone, because you're wasting your energy and your always be moving forward. That's all I can say. Just always be moving forward. Even if a lawyer and the letters work, it will take a very long time. Find something that fits you much better, okay? And you'll have so much more peace in your heart from that. And it's difficult, and I know it's difficult. It's very difficult to let go of something that you thought was your fit. But you have to move forward in a way that empowers you and brings you what is actually the right fit, whether it be another job, another person, or just being single or creating your own business, whatever it is. And I am truly sorry for what happened to you, but sometimes it's a blessing. You know, sometimes the things that we think are the worst things that could ever happen to us end up being the biggest blessings. So I just want to say that, and I want to let everybody know